Our TV critic David Bianculli says that all of a sudden, television is providing some sense of closure to some very long-running stories. Many people may not see a connection between the Senate impeachment vote, George Clooney's imminent departure from ER, or next week's six-hour Stephen King miniseries. But David does.
Okay, so maybe it's a tenuous connection. But I don't think so. Even though one is from real life and infinitely more important than the other two, they're all different forms of the same TV genre. Stephen King's Storm of the Century, which premieres Sunday, continues Monday, and concludes Thursday on ABC, is a classic miniseries in the strictest sense of the term. At 6 hours, it's longer than the usual TV long-form dramas these days. Most of the time, today's long-form dramas run 4 hours, then run away, rather than risk spending too much money and airtime if viewers end up rejecting them anyway. Storm of the Century also is original for television. It's the first time King has created a story especially for TV, rather than adapted one of his existing books, and that'll probably encourage lots of people to tune in. King's TV miniseries have done well over the years, even though most of the people watching already know the ending. With this new story, the ending and the scares truly are a mystery. This may be King's most popular TV drama yet. By the way, it's also one of his best. Colm Feore plays a sinister figure who visits a remote island in Maine just before a major winter storm arrives. The storm isolates the island residents from the outside world, and that's when this mystery man, who seems to know all the town's deepest secrets, begins to take lives and take charge.
Your town is full of adulterers, pedophiles, thieves, gluttons, murderers, bullies, scoundrels, and covetous morons. And I know every last one of them. Born in lust, turn to dust. Born in sin, come on in.
What? Most King miniseries fall apart at the end, but Storm of the Century actually comes together. It's the third and final episode that's really creepy and makes the story so haunting and effective. The bad news is that ABC has scheduled that final episode right smack against NBC's ER next week, the show in which George Clooney makes his last appearance as Dr. Doug Ross. The reason this matters so much, at least to loyal fans of the show, is that ER, like most quality dramas on TV since Hill Street Blues, isn't really a weekly series at all. Not in the sense that they used to be, where one week's story was pretty much independent from the one before and after it. With ER, it's been one continuous storyline from the start, like a primetime soap opera, or, and here's my point, a very long miniseries. So when Doug Ross got in a car accident at the end of last night's cliffhanger, it was the most recent screw-up in a series of missteps that goes back years. Like Reed Diamond's character of Mike Kellerman, who left homicide life on the street in disgrace, Clooney's Dr. Ross is a good guy undone by some bad moves. Next week, his past finally catches up with him and offers a nice sense of closure that TV in the 90s provides us every now and then. Finally, speaking of some sense of closure, there's today's Senate vote on the impeachment of President Bill Clinton. This, too, has been a TV miniseries. Longer than most, with longer speeches and a lot more sex talk, but a miniseries nonetheless. And without getting political, I'll just end by saying that ER and Storm of the Century have come up with some very dramatic endings to their long-running storylines. And 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.